Also under consideration is a proposed hate crimes bill. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb criticized the bill after the state Senate removed a list of protected characteristics, including race, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity. The battle over Indiana's proposed hate crimes bill moved to the State House of Representatives last week. As WFHB correspondent Cade Young reports, Senate Bill 12 faces an uncertain future in the Indiana legislature.
Indiana's legislative session is halfway over. Last week, the two chambers of the State House, the State Senate and the State House of Representatives, sent bills to each other for consideration. Among those is Senate Bill 12, the state's leading contender for a proposed hate crimes law. Indiana sits on a list of just five states who do not have a hate crimes law in place. The original version of Senate Bill 12, which was authored by Republican Senator Ron Alting of Lafayette, included demographic considerations. Businesses and community leaders spoke out against the latest version of Indiana's proposed hate crimes bill after an amendment in the state Senate deleted two-thirds of the proposed legislation late last month. An amendment to Senate Bill 12 gutted protections for race, religion, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity, among others. The bill was referred to the Courts and Criminal Codes Committee in the State House of Representatives on Monday for a first reading. Bloomington House Democrat Matt Pierce is a member of that committee. Pierce says even with a supermajority in the state Senate and the House of Representatives, it's uncertain what Republicans will do with Senate Bill 12.
Well, that watered-down version of the hate crimes bill was passed out of the Senate, and so it's now pending over in the House. And so really the question is whether or not the bill will be given a hearing at all. I think there are many Republicans in the House who just as soon not handle the issue at all. So that's the first question, is whether it actually gets a hearing. And if it does get a hearing, then the question is whether or not the House will continue to pass the bill through in its watered-down form, or whether the bill will be amended to actually include the classes of protection that are necessary to really have a meaningful hate crimes bill.
The push for Indiana to pass a hate crimes law comes after Nazi graffiti was discovered outside a synagogue in Carmel. Governor Eric Holcomb called on the state's legislature to pass a hate crimes bill. After the incident late last year, Holcomb reiterated that call during his State of the State address in January. The governor, who previously criticized Senate Bill 12 as not a hate crimes bill after demographic considerations were removed 2 weeks ago, last week told reporters he's encouraging constituents to contact their House representatives to encourage the bill's passage. Advocacy groups and major Indiana businesses were supportive of Senate Bill 12 in its original form before the bill was stripped of demographic considerations by the Republican Senate caucus. The Indiana Star reports the Indiana Pacers, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway all spoke out against the new hate crimes bill since the amendment was passed. Even the bill's author, Senator Ron Alting, voted against passing the bill out of the state Senate. Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly have spoken out against the bill, not including demographic considerations. State Representative Matt Pierce sits on the House Courts and Criminal Codes Committee. He speculates Republicans in Indiana are fearful of any bill that would consider members of the LGBTQ community. Social and religious conservatives in the state, including the Monroe County Grassroots Conservatives and the American Family Association of Indiana, have signaled they'll vote out Republican legislators who will vote for a bill with considerations of gender identity or sexual orientation. Pierce says Republicans in the legislature are careful of drawing criticism from their base before primary elections in 2020.
The governor said, you need to send me a real bill, got the list of protected classes in it, and everybody needs to be in there. And so I think that the concern is that they vote for a bill that includes protections of the LGBTQ community, there's going to be a backlash from their social conservative base, and it might cost them their seat in the next primary election.
Pierce says it's hard to predict what will happen with the hate crimes bill in the House. Right now, Indiana House Republicans hold a 67-33 seat majority. In the state Senate, Senate Republicans hold a 40-10 advantage.
Well, it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen in the legislature. You just never know. But at this point, at this moment in time, I think there is some possibility that the watered-down version could pass. I think it's much more unlikely that you're going to have a real hate crimes bill with a specific list of protected classes in it. So we're just going to have to see how that plays out. But I think that at least the way things are kind of aligning right now, I think it'll be difficult to get much more out of the House than just this watered down version.
Representative Pierce says Senate Bill 12 will need more clarity to move forward through the courts and criminal codes committee. He says it's currently unclear if House Democrats will support the bill. Pierce says to pass a real hate crimes bill, the law needs to be concise about what it would mean to violate this law.
I think that there are a lot of us who just feel that if you can't do it right, because there are going to be some constitutional problems with this watered down version, because it's kind of vague. I mean, if you have a criminal law, you need to have some idea of what the law is you might violate. And by making it kind of fuzzy and just saying committing an act based on a characteristic someone might have, I think that is going to create problems in the courts. And so I really rather have us keep working on it until we get it right and pass a real bill.